I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Opera Theater presents Ariadne Afnaxus, February 2nd, 3rd, 9th, and 10th in the Musical Arts Center. Arthur Fagan will be the conductor, the director James Marvel, and the set designer Mark Smith. Our guest is Jenny Mosier, who plays Zerbinetta. Jenny, thanks very much for coming in. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a grad student at IU?
I am. I'm in the second year of my master's. I'm originally from the mountains of North Carolina, around Asheville. I did my undergraduate work at Northwestern University, just outside Chicago.
Now, Zerbinetta is the leader of kind of a motley crew for this particular production.
She is a comedienne. She's often referred to as a saucy comedienne, and she leads a troupe of Commedia dell'arte clowns. And she is referred to on multiple accounts as a master of improvisation, who is able to enhance any show kind of as the center of attention with her four partners, with a lot of antics and singing and dancing.
Oh, no kidding.
It's an incredibly active role, which at first I was a bit nervous about because it's a notoriously hard, long, very, very high sing. But I'm fortunate I study with a teacher here who performed it extensively during her career. And she advised me that the more you're doing during the role, it sometimes is for the better because there's really that space for it in the music. And it allows you not to just get bogged down and panic and sing. You can hear it in all the vocal roulades and trills. She wants to move with it. She wants to go to her knees at points. She wants to grab a guy at points. And there is room for the music in that. It's very melismatic. Tons of coloratura. And they note that she's so good at jumping in and improvising because she always plays herself.
Ariadne Afnaxus is a bit of a theatrical nightmare with a serious opera and also a comic opera being told that they're going to have to play at the same time. Now, you as Zerbinetta actually convinced the composer of the serious opera to go through with the situation. And later you've got some advice for Ariadne herself. Tell us a little bit about you and the composer.
The composer has envisioned Ariadne as the type of woman who belongs to one man for her entire life, to which Zerbinetta replies, "Who are you as an impotent young man to tell me what my kind of woman is like? You have put these parameters on Ariadne, when really, if she's anything like most women, she's just waiting for her next lover."
Now, at the same time that you give him a little bit of a comeuppance, you also charm him a little bit to continue with the evening, don't you?
I do. And there's a lot of debate as to whether or not Zerbinetta's affections towards the composer are sincere. I think it can be a little bit of both. If she weren't sincere, there's not much reason to care about her as we view her on stage, and I don't want to undermine a character like that. And at the same time, I think she does want the show to go on. And if that involves her getting to be romantically involved with someone in the meantime, all the better for her.
Now, at the same time that you've charmed the composer, you also have some advice for the lamenting Ariadne.
Yeah, she is determined to die on Naxos waiting for her lover. She doesn't want anything else. And she gazes at death. She embraces death. She spends her time on the island really just begging for death to come to her. And Zerbinetta says, essentially, "You're being absolutely ridiculous. You really want to die here with the rocks and the waves as your only confidant. You're just waiting for your next lover. It will be fine. You have, as she says to the composer, you will survive this and you will survive moments even worse than this."
Ariadne Afnaxus, conducted by Arthur Fagan with director James Marvel, set designed by Mark Smith. It's at the IU Musical Arts Center on February 2nd, 3rd, 9th, and 10th. Thanks to our guest, Jenny Mosier, who plays Zerbinetta. I'm George Walker.